Coming out of the Labor Day holiday for Grundy R5, a very busy stretch of games. Really showed improvement throughout the week. Gave up a bunch of runs against Tri-County, lost by 10 on Tuesday. Gave up 21 in a loss to Gilman City on Thursday. But against Green City, that run total was chopped in half. And by the time that the weekend was over, the Lady Panthers found the win column. They're pretty competitive in a loss to Milan as well. So overall, looks like improvement. We'll talk about that here with Coach Kylie Littleton. Score indicates to me, Coach, that the girls are getting better. Are you seeing the same thing, that there was a lot of improvement last week?
Yeah, I think that there has been a lot of improvement in just the last three games. It's been insane how much the girls have improved.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking 24 runs given up to Jamesport, 21 against Gilman, 10 against Green City. Milan can hit the ball a little bit. You held them to 9, and then just to get a victory against Novinger, how much of a boost was that for the girls as they headed home on a Saturday afternoon?
It was definitely an amazing moment for them, for everyone.
What sort of game was it against Novinger? Did you lead early, or did you have to come from behind? What was kind of the ebb and flow like?
It was a pretty close game, honestly. We only won 7-5. We had the bases loaded a few times, but we weren't able to get those runs in. But overall, they had their bats going, and our defense was on point. So
against Tri-County, now you gave up, I'm sure, a lot more, you know, in the way of runs than you wanted. That was a 24-14, just a wild game last Tuesday. But did you feel like, did that kind of wake up your bats a little bit, putting 14 on the board?
Yeah, 14 on the board is a really big accomplishment for us, because it's just, I mean, We were doing really well with our bats. We were getting them around. We just made a lot of defensive errors on that game. And then on the Novinger game that we won, we had our bats. Defense was super solid, and we were holding them inning through inning through inning. So if we could just put the two together, I think we would be in a good spot.
Yeah, at some points, yeah, you can tell the girls you can do this, but they have to believe that they can do this. Is that kind of the flip of the switch that they made late last week, Coach, where they suddenly realize, hey, you know, the things that Coach is doing and that we're practicing, we can do this on game night?
Yeah, it's more of like talent's nothing without dedication. So mm-hmm. You just have to have your head in it, and they really did. This going into Milan, we really tried to battle them. The girls have been working really hard, pushing through things. We only went into the Milan tournament with 9 players across, no subs. So we were working with what we got.
Yeah, crossing your fingers that you didn't get anybody injured all day long then.
Exactly.
Who did the pitching for you Saturday, Coach?
Rains.
How well is she throwing the ball here over the last couple of performances?
She's doing incredible job. She had a little bit of an injury, got a fingernail ripped off, but she pulled through it, and she continued to pitch with the same hand.
Mm-hmm.
And she did an amazing job, and we had our relief pitcher help her out some, and she did an amazing job too.
Did you start to see, against Green City, you know, that was a 10-0 loss, so obviously I'm sure you ran into a pretty tough pitcher against Green City. It shut down your offense. But did you start to see some general improvement in that game against Green City on Friday?
Oh, very much so. Very much.
Does it come down to when you see the improvement, do you really see it in their confidence level, especially in the field?
Yeah. Every time they are getting ahead, they're excited, they're pumped, they're ready to keep going. We just got to keep our heads in it and be excited all at the same time.
You got East Harrison at at your place tomorrow, Coach. You know, obviously, it's pretty quick turnaround from a win on Saturday to a conference game on Tuesday, but is it one that the girls kind of have circled as if to say, it's a conference game and we got to win. Now we want to prove what kind of team we are at home.
Yes, exactly.
Novinger on Wednesday. Winston will come to Galt then on Thursday. Is there any concern that you have in the back of your head about having three games in 3 days, or do you feel like it's coming at a good time for the girls?
Honestly, after that tournament, I think we're ready for anything. As long as the girls get a good night's rest afterwards, I think we'll be okay.
What was the a 9-2 loss to Milan? Sometimes you just read a score and you don't get the entirety of the story of the game. How well did you feel like the girls played against Milan in that first game Saturday?
I think we did incredible against our defense. Our defense was, we were holding them really well until the very end. It was just our bats. They have really solid pitchers, really great coaches. And we were up, they're a solid team. So the fact that we held them 9-2, I think that was impressive on our part, too.
Do any, in that win against Novinger, do any big hits immediately come to mind as, a big RBI hit that anybody on the team had?
Novinger.
Is it just kind of just, steady just putting runs on the board?
I mean, we had Bonnet, our second baseman, our only senior. She had an incredible bunt that got an RBI. Mm-hmm. That was definitely her game. We had Reigns and Allnut have big hits. Milazzo also had a big hit out to left center.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, our bats were on point that game.
Yeah, sometimes you just need a victory that gets kind of the weight of that of all those losses off the shoulders, and sometimes that really gets a team going. We'll see if that does that for Grundy this week. Coach, best of luck with the games coming up this week. We'll catch up with you again next Monday.
Thank you.